BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has described the killing of the Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah in an Israeli airstrike as an historic turning point. He said Israel had settled the score with a man responsible for the murder of countless Israelis and would continue striking its enemies. Mr. Netanyahu was speaking on his return home from the UN General Assembly in New York.
At the start of the week, I came to the conclusion that the intense blows the Israeli military struck Hezbollah within the past days, these blows will not be enough. Nasrallah's assassination was an essential condition to achieving the goals we set. Returning safely the residents of the north to their homes and changing the balance of power in the region over the years.
President Biden has said it is time for a ceasefire between Israeli forces and the Hezbollah group in Lebanon. He was responding to reporters' questions about whether an Israeli ground incursion into Lebanon was inevitable. Tom Bateman reports from Washington.
President Biden welcomed Hassan Nasrallah's killing, but the Israeli decision to escalate sharply strikes a potentially fatal blow to his entire strategy of the last 11 months, which had been to try to stop the war in Gaza engulfing the region. So the US is forced back into crisis management mode. Despite the earlier US attempts to rein in the Israeli leader and coax Hezbollah to a truce, Mr. Netanyahu is signalling strongly to Joe Biden he will act as he sees fit, whatever the pressure from Washington, safe in the knowledge the flow of American weapons will continue.
Lebanon's health ministry says Israeli airstrikes on Saturday killed 33 people and wounded nearly 200 others. One of the Israeli attacks is reported to have targeted a warehouse near Beirut Airport. Lebanon's government said hundreds of thousands of people have been displaced since Friday. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Khamenei has declared 5 days of public mourning for Hassan Nasrallah. He said his death would not go unavenged and his leadership fighting Israel would be sustained by others. Our security correspondent Frank Gardner says Iran could respond in a number of ways.
Well, they have hidden away their leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, in case he too gets assassinated. They're not taking any chances there. Iran's got to decide how it responds, because Hezbollah was its pet project since the early 1980s. It's the torchbearer for the Islamic Revolution in the Arab world. It's the leader of the so-called Axis of Resistance. Iran has other ways of responding other than directly. It can do it through the Houthis in Yemen, the militias in Syria, the militias in Iraq, or simply sending a load of fighters to replenish Hezbollah's ranks.
BBC News. Saudi Arabia has carried out its highest number of executions in more than 3 decades. It put 3 people to death on Saturday, taking this year's figure to 198. Amnesty International accused the Saudi authorities of weaponising the death penalty to silence political dissent. Police in northern Mexico have clashed with armed men who blocked a major road to demand money from drivers. Witnesses say the criminal group set several trucks on fire as the police approached, causing panic among dozens of people stuck in traffic. At least 3 bodies were found. Voting begins in a few hours in Austria in a closely fought general election that could see the far-right Freedom Party win the most seats for the first time. The FPÖ has been rising in popularity. Bethany Bell is in Vienna.
5 years ago, the Freedom Party crashed out of a previous coalition government because of a corruption scandal. But now, led by Herbert Kickl, it's within reach of a historic victory. Mr. Kickl has tapped into concerns about migration, rising prices and the war in Ukraine. He says he wants to be a people's chancellor, a Volkskanzler, a term that was used to describe Adolf Hitler. The No Party is expected to win enough seats to gain an outright majority, and building a coalition is likely to be difficult.
A British MP has resigned from the governing Labour Party and accused the Prime Minister, Sir Keir Starmer, of hypocrisy. Rosie Duffield is the first MP to resign from Labour since it came to power in July. It follows criticism of the Prime Minister after it emerged he had accepted over $100,000 in gifts and hospitality. At the same time, Labour has cut an annual winter heating payment to some 10 million pensioners. BBC News.